our remote meeting of the Portland Water District Board of Trustees. My name is Guy Cody. I serve as the president of the board and will be directing us through the agenda tonight. For those joining in from the public, there will be two opportunities for public comment on issues not on this evening's agenda. There will be a public comment period early in the meeting and another at the end of the meeting. I will also ask for public comment on each specific agenda item. In addition to the members of the Board of Trustees, we are joined on this call by our general manager, Ms. Carrie Lewis, our clerk, Donna Kastafikas, I believe our treasurer, David Kane, and several staff members. Before we take a roll call, I just want to outline a few steps that we plan to use that I think worked well in the last meeting, that for each agenda item where we need a motion and a second, I will call upon a trustee on making said motion, and certainly you have the option not to make or second a motion if I call your name. With that, we'll begin with a roll call, please.
Trustee Willie?
Here.
Trustee Savisky?
Here.
Trustee Rich?
Present.
Trustee Libby? Trustee Cody?
Present.
Trustee Douglas? Trustee Douglas? Trustee Garrison?
Yes, I'm here.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes, Lunt is here.
Trustee Levinsky?
Here.
Trustee Beck?
Here.
And Trustee Burns?
Present.
Present. Excellent. Thank you. So in order to convene this meeting remotely, we do need a motion. And Trustee Lunt, if you wouldn't mind making a motion to convene this meeting as being a remote meeting.
I make a motion we convene this meeting as being a remote meeting.
And Trustee Rich, would you second that, please?
I second that motion.
I'll call the roll. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Ritt?
Yes.
Trustee Libby? We're not here. Trustee President Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas is absent. Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That'll move us to the next item, the acceptance of the minutes of the special meeting of April 6, 2020, and the workshop meeting of April 13th. If I can get a motion from Trustee Levinsky.
So moved.
And a second by Trustee Beck.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, roll call, please.
Call the roll. Sorry. Trustee, <Yeah. laughs> this is hard to get used to. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby. President Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas. Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lent.
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to our first invitation for public comment. Is there anyone that has joined us from the public that would like to make any comment at this time? Hearing none, brings us to reports. We have one committee report available to us tonight, the Planning Committee. Trustee Lunt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee met on Monday, April 13th. We had a request to apply for Regional Conservation Partnership Program, a grant for Sebago Lake Watershed Land Conservation Project. That's an item that will be coming up, and we'll have more information on that. Other business, we had an update on the Rocky Hill property in Westbrook. Staff updated the committee on the interest from solar developers. portion of district-owned property at Rocky Hill. Staff noted that the next meeting of the committee will be, they will provide an example of the RFP to solicit developers. Also, at an update on the North Windham Sewer, staff updated the committee on recent developments regarding the town's desire for the district to design, construct, and operate a treatment and collection system for a portion of North Windham. It was noted that the staff was meeting with town staff this week to discuss next steps in this process. The meeting was adjourned at 6 p.m. I'll answer any questions if I can.
Thank you, Trustee Lund. Are there any questions for Trustee Lund? Hearing none, we will move on to the General Manager's Report. Ms. Lewis?
Thank you, Mr. President. Update from boots on the ground, we're continuing our focus on maintaining essential services and protecting our employees' health at the same time. The employee safety and health part involves behavior changes as we develop new habits like social distancing, which is not really a typical way that we work, but we are learning to do so. We've got personal protective equipment, and we're putting in standard operating procedures for these new situations. We're beginning to plan for business after the stay-at-home order is lifted. Very preliminary discussions on that. We are operating our daily work to achieve resiliency and simplicity. And one example of that is that we postponed the nutrient optimization at the East End Wastewater Treatment Facility for now. We will continue to reevaluate that as the water warms up and hopefully the situation becomes a bit more predictable in the world here. I wanted you to know also that I did file with the Public Utilities Commission a request for a waiver regarding their expectations to turn on our customers who are served from surface seasonal mains, and that waiver was emailed to the trustees this afternoon. Is a virtual table packet. And by the way, I hope you're enjoying the virtual cookies as well. A couple more things. So we are want you to know that we are carefully watching the finances for the district. There are many, many moving parts, as you know. On the revenue side, of course, we have a rate increase that the board has put on hold. Plant production is down, and metered usage is also down. Friday's billing was the first full month after the shutdown, so we'll finally now be able to manage the analysis of changes in use by customer class. And we will also, at the end of the month, have a report on delinquencies to see if there is an impact there. On the expense side, we are only filling critical positions. We've postponed two non-urgent water main replacement projects, and the O&M expenses at this particular point are down, but it is early in the year, and most of our work would typically happen in summer and fall anyway. So we're going to be gathering more data in the coming weeks, and I will keep the board informed, and just so you know, this will also be an item on the agenda at the May workshop with what we've learned between now and then. We will be issuing a public notice in the next day or two on flushing internal plumbing of buildings that have been vacant. And the notice will say that if you've had a building that's been vacant, you need to flush it thoroughly before you use the water for consumption, and it will refer people to the CDC and Maine Health and Human Services. And lastly, the May workshop will have an update on that North Windham wastewater project that's being proposed. It'll be followed by a joint remote meeting of the Portland Water District Board of Trustees and the Windham Town Council on May 19th, and it's expected to be voted on by both organizations separately at their regular meetings on May 26th. And that is my report. And Trustee Douglas just mentioned that she won't be able to join us.
Very good, thank you. Are there any questions for the General Manager? We'll start with Trustee Willie.
I'm all set, thank you.
Trustee Savisky.
All set, thanks.
Trustee Rich.
All set, thank you.
Trustee Garrison.
Not right now, thanks.
Trustee Lund.
I'm all set, thank you.
Trustee Levinsky.
Just a general question which may need to be answered at another another time, but how are we looking for the road projects, are we going to be able to have more opportunity to access the roads and what's underneath them because of what's going on?
Are you asking me if, because there's reduced traffic and things, we'll be able to do more work, or am I missing your question?
Yes, exactly.
Most of the work that we're doing at this point is at the behest of other organizations, and we are following their lead. They do not seem to be slowing down, so I would say that the projects for the sewer separation and the big paving projects and the Turnpike Authority are going full speed ahead.
Good. Thank you.
Trustee Beck?
I have no questions right now, thanks.
And Trustee Burns?
No questions at this time.
Very good. That brings us to new business, item 6A.
So that's resolution 20-006, which is awarding the Joseph A. DiPietro Scholarship.
Thank you, and I will take this one. And it is certainly my pleasure this year to announce that we have two candidates that we've chosen for the scholarship that are both very deserving. And I'll move forward with reading the first of the two award winners. Whereas the Board of Trustees has established a Joseph A. DiPietro Scholarship in memory of Mr. DiPietro's 15 years of dedicated service representing the City of Portland as a trustee of the district, and whereas Priscilla Arsenault, a resident of Portland, is pursuing a degree in architecture and engineering design at Southern Maine Community College, and whereas Ms. Arsenault has demonstrated the need for the scholarship, and whereas Ms. Arsenault is the first in her family to attend college, and whereas the Board of Trustees Scholarship Committee unanimously recommends Ms. Arsenault to be a recipient of the 2020 Joseph A. DiPietro Scholarship, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees recognizes the accomplishments and needs of Ms. Arsenault and supports her academic endeavors by awarding her the $1,500 scholarship for 2020 established in tribute to Joseph A. DiPietro, adopted this 27th day of April 2020. And I believe Ms. Arsenault is in attendance with us. We probably should have a motion first to award this particular scholarship. And Trustee Burns, if you would make that motion.
Sure. Make a motion to approve the scholarship to Priscilla Arsenault.
Thank you. A second by Trustee Willie.
Second.
Very good. And Don, is it okay we do the one at a time, or would you have preferred?
Nope, you can do whichever you want. If you want, I can call the roll, or if you'd like, you can take comments from Ms. Arsenault, and then I can call the roll. Your preference.
Okay, we'll take comments from Ms. Arsenault first. Ms. Arsenault, do you have anything you'd like to add to the what's been said?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for inviting me to sit in on your meeting tonight. And thank you so much for investing in me and my education. It means the world to me. It already meant the world to me to be in school, but to, ask for help and feel supported by members of the community and, it's priceless for me. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome very much. Your application certainly is in line with the goals of the scholarship, and we very much look forward to you having a successful career. Can we have a roll call for this particular scholarship, please?
Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes, absolutely.
Trustee Savisky? Trustee Rich?
Yes. Congratulations.
Trustee Libby? President Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas is absent. Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lund?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Aye. Yes.
Thank you.
That moves us to the second candidate, Mr. Daniel Quinault. Whereas the Board of Trustees has established the Joseph A. DePietro Scholarship in memory of Mr. DePietro's 15 years of dedicated service representing the City of Portland as a trustee of the district, and whereas Daniel Quinault, a resident of Portland, is pursuing a degree in electrical engineering technology at Southern Maine Community College, and whereas Mr. Quinault has demonstrated need for the scholarship, and whereas Mr. Quinault is the first in his family to attend college, and whereas the Board of Trustees Scholarship Committee unanimously recommends Mr. Quinault to be a recipient of the 2020 Joseph A. DePietro Scholarship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees recognizes the accomplishments and needs of Mr. Quinault and supports his academic endeavors by awarding him the $1,500 scholarship for 2020 established in tribute to Joseph A. DePietro, adopted this 27th day of April 2020. If I can get a motion by Trustee Savisky.
Motion to award the Joseph A. DePietro Scholarship to Daniel Quinault.
And a second by Trustee Rich.
I second that motion.
Thank you. Daniel, are you with us this evening? I don't believe so. Thank you. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby? President Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas? Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lund?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That brings us to the next item, Order 20015.
Order 20-015 is authorizing an application in conjunction with the Sebago Clean Waters Partners to the Regional Conservation Partnership Program.
Trustee Lund.
Thank you. I'm offering the following proposed language is presented to the Board of Trustees for approval. Order authorizing an application in conjunction with Sebago Clean Waters Partners to the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, requesting up to $8 million in funds over 5 years, with the grant funds used to support the forest conservation goals of the district's watershed land conservation policy. I would ask for a second, and then I have a comment about amendment.
Trustee Levinsky, can I have a second, please?
Yes, second.
Thank you.
It's been brought to the attention of board member here and of the general manager that there's been a request for an amendment to the first sentence. And I'm offering that, and if the person who asked for it would like to make that, that's fine. If not, I'll make it with his blessing. Jamie.
Sure, Bill. And it's actually on the second page under the analysis section. You're probably going to read through the order, but I would just look to strike the sentence, the first sentence on the second page under analysis, and have it read, maintaining the long-term water quality of Sebago Lake with our 15-year goal have 25% forested lands protected through voluntary purchases. And I make that in the form of a motion.
Trustee Willie, are you looking to substitute language or to strike the
what he wants to change from what he just said is in the analysis of the memo and is not the motion itself. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's in the it's on the second page. It's the first sentence on the second page.
So we don't need to have an actual motion to amend because the motion itself won't be changed. So what we can do is have the record reflect that the analysis will be changed, if everyone is okay with that, to reflect what Trustee Willie has just stated.
And if I might just say that the reasoning behind it, if you read the original sentence, it talks about the district needing that we need to protect most of the forest in the watershed, and that's not the policy's goal. Our district's policy talks about, you know, 25% that we're shooting towards over 15 years for forested protected lands in the watershed. So this adds just some clarity to that, and it actually ties in with the policy itself.
Okay, very good. Is there anyone that objects to the language that Trustee Willie has recommended for that, the analysis piece?
For the sake of the record, is it possible for us to actually make a regular statement sentence that can be recorded so that it's understood and listened to by everybody? I've got one here if anybody wants to listen to it.
Why don't you go ahead, Trustee Lund?
Maintaining the long-term water quality of Sebago Lake is best achieved with our 15-year goal to have 25% forested land protected through voluntary purchases. That do what you wanted to do, Jamie?
That's correct, Bill. Thank you.
I think that as part of the background.
Noted the way that the clerk stated earlier. Perfect. Do you want to continue on, Trustee Lund?
Yeah, I might as well. The background for this particular motion, the Federal Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, which is called the Farm Bill, mandated that the National Resource Conservation Service direct 10% of the funds for conservation programs to protect sources of drinking water. It also increased funding for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, which provides financial and technical assistance for innovative conservation projects that protect water, source water, and other natural resources. The Partnership of Conservation Groups Support Clean Waters is innovative because it's a partnership of different types of nonprofit organizations and established water quality goals, as well as many other important water treatment methods, other environmental community goals. This effort is critical because conserved forest is a natural water treatment method producing clean, high-quality water in Sebago Lake, while also supporting many other important environmental and community values. Is considered a very strong candidate to receive funding through the RCPP. Awarded in a 5-year term, 2021 to 2025, the RCPP grant would provide a stable funding source with which to pursue land conservation projects in the watershed. The local land trust partners are confident that with this additional funding, more forested land can be protected. Investing in forest conservation provides for cleaner source water and less expensive than constructing a treatment plant. The analysis, we added that first sentence to it. Maintaining the long-term water quality of Sebago Lake will require most of the land, which is where we changed that wording. Additional funding is needed in order to continue this effort. In 2018, Agriculture Improvement Act instructs that 10% of program funding from this federal program is used to support protection of sources of drinking water such as Sebago Lake. Conserving watershed forest land is key strategy to the district source protection program, and receiving RCPP funds would allow this effort for the next 5 years. There is no cost to submit an application and no incremental cost to prepare the application. CWD will match these transactions would be lower than we projected when the board passed the resolution to support the Tobago Clean Waters. Corporate Council has reviewed the proposed motion and has approved it as to form. Staff recommends the pursuit of this application with these funds. Committee approved the staff recommendation and agreed to send it to the full board for their consideration. There's a flyer that's connected in the paperwork. I also would actually request that the board support this because it fits right into what we've been talking about for several years that I've been on the board. So thank you.
Very good, Trustee Lyons. I'll go through each trustee to see if there's any questions or comments. Trustee Willie?
I'm all set, thank you.
Trustee Savisky?
All set, thanks.
Trustee Rich?
All set, thank you.
Trustee Garrison?
Nothing for me.
Trustee Lunt?
No more.
Trustee Levinsky?
All set, thank you.
Trustee Beck?
I'm good, thanks.
And Trustee Burns?
No comments.
A roll call, please.
Trustee Willing.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby. President Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas. Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lent.
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky.
Yes.
Trustee Beck.
Yes.
Trustee Burns.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings, that's all of our new business for today. Brings us to other business, and which is an item added, provided 7 trustees vote to waive the rule regarding agendas. And I'll check with each of you. Trustee Willie, any other business?
No.
Trustee Savisky?
No.
Trustee Rich?
No, thank you.
Trustee Garrison?
No.
Trustee Lund?
No, thank you.
Trustee Levinsky?
No.
Trustee Beck?
No.
And Trustee Burns?
No.
Thank you. That brings us to the second invitation for public comment. If anyone else perhaps has joined us during this meeting from the public and wishes to make a comment. Very good. And that brings us to trustee comments. Trustee Willie.
I'm all set. Thank you.
Trustee Savisky.
None other than congratulations to the scholarship recipients tonight. Excellent.
Thank you. Trustee Rich?
No comments, thanks.
Trustee Garrison?
Nothing, thank you.
Trustee Lund?
Only thing I would add at this time would be that this awarding of these two people to get the awards for the scholarship fits into Joe DiPietro, and I'm pretty sure if Gary was with us, he'd be speaking right now, so I'm kind of going to jump in for him. But Gary and I were here on the board when he was, and he was a blue-collar guy, and he had a lot of people that work with their hands and people that work with their hands and their minds, which makes them even better. And the tradespeople was in his heart, and so this fits right into it as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Levinsky?
All set, thank you.
Trustee Beck?
All set, thanks very much.
And Trustee Burns?
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. That brings us to the final item, adjournment. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Before you go, Mr. President, can I just double check?
sorry, Carrie here. Can I just double check that we actually voted to approve the minutes of the meeting, Donna?
I did. I took a roll call.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Anything else from the from you, Carrie?
No, sir. Thank you very much. Good work, everybody. We're getting better at this every time, and I see some visuals in our future for the workshop. You can have hard copies too, but we'll try to do some screen sharing at our next endeavor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned.